This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genucy.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here in San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge, our good friend, Dr. Lamont Black. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you as well. We've been crossing paths this year at various conferences, and you are, I tell you, you are hitting it out of the park with this crypto stuff you're talking about. So
thank you. Crypto and blockchain.
Well, blockchain and metaverse as
yes.
well. Dipping your big toe in that area as well. So always fun stuff. And so this time around, you're kind of twisting it into the lending world. So tell me what's different about your talk at this conference as opposed to some of the other ones where it's been a kind of a general crypto and NFT, all this type of stuff, blockchain. So what's different about this one as far as lending goes?
Yeah, so I still presented my framework, the map for cryptocurrency, money, asset, platform.
Which is a good thing.
Yes.
You want to set
because
that stage.
I think it just helps people understand the categories.
Right.
But I moved pretty quickly this time through the money and the asset piece to focus on the platform because that's the blockchain technology.
Right.
And so
right.
what I'm encouraging credit unions to think about is like, could we do lending, like mortgage loans and auto loans on a blockchain?
Yeah.
What might that look like?
Yeah.
And it's because a blockchain is all about recording information, record keeping, but doing it in a shared way
mm-hmm.
where you have multiple parties coordinating around these facts. Like borrower information, car title,
mm-hmm.
you know, loan terms.
Mm-hmm.
And blockchain is an ideal place because now you're storing that information.
Right.
All the different parties can see it together.
Right, and right.
So it's not crypto lending against crypto. It's doing things like auto lending on a blockchain.
So what would that look like at a credit union? I'm trying to still wrap my head around this type of stuff. So what would it look like? What would that process look like at a credit union if they indeed wanted to go this route?
So one of the things I talked about today was with blockchain, there's kind of two branches you can take. One is a private blockchain and one is a public blockchain.
Okay.
So most enterprise applications of blockchain are actually a private blockchain or permissioned. So you basically create your own little network
mm-hmm.
and then you say, okay, well, we've got the borrower, we've got the credit union, and then let's say the car dealership,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and we're going to create a network among us. We're going to have our own blockchain,
right.
record information on that chain. And so that is, you know, what many enterprise applications have become
mm-hmm.
because it's more trusted, it feels more safe and secure.
Yeah.
But I kind of make the point that feels to me a lot like the intranet because it's like, you know, we're going to close off our own little thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's understandable as a place to start, but it's limited, and I think it's not quite as innovative. So I'm encouraging people to try and understand public blockchains. Most people think of Bitcoin mm-hmm. as a public blockchain,
mm-hmm.
but a Bitcoin blockchain, it's really a one-trick pony. It's just transferring value from one address to another.
Right.
That's why Bitcoin's kind of like money,
mm-hmm.
digital cash,
mm-hmm.
but Ethereum, the mm-hmm, second mm-hmm. leading public blockchain, you can create these things called smart contracts, which is a computer program that sits on the Ethereum blockchain.
Gotcha.
And that code basically operates as a way to automate some service.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so if you think about fintech and automation, AI, it's like we're building all these cool tools,
mm-hmm.
but they're built on old technology, the underlying infrastructure.
Yeah.
This is like, how do we build decentralized applications on a public blockchain
mm-hmm.
like Ethereum,
mm-hmm.
that's decentralized finance or DeFi.
Okay, so what does it look like to the member? Does the interface look any different? Or maybe I'm going too basic here?
No. It may not look any different at all. It's really, you know, blockchain is more,
stuff?
Yeah, it's more of a back-end technology.
Okay.
So the UI, UX, the mobile app, that might all be the same,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, it comes down to, like, one of the things I talk about is document management systems,
mm-hmm.
which is what we use today.
Mm-hmm.
So for, like, indirect auto lending and so on, like, you've got all these parties with different sets of information, and they're trying to coordinate and share that information.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the problem is when you have data silos, it's always about reconciliation
mm-hmm.
and making sure all the facts line up. Blockchain cuts across the data silos.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a shared common source of facts, single source of truth. Mm-hmm. And so I think the member experience is more about the ease of the process.
Yeah, you know,
it's not taking old technology and trying to crank it up a little bit faster.
Yeah.
It's like, let's just wipe the slate clean and use a better platform.
Right. And so the benefit here is obviously, is it faster, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Way faster, more efficient, secure?
Yes,
so
blockchain more
stuff?
Secure.
Okay.
And if the other concepts I talk about are like auto title or real estate title, this is going to be the harder piece. But if we can figure out how to do car title on a blockchain, mm-hmm. because a blockchain is a record of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
We think of it as like, who owns Bitcoin? Is mm-hmm. it in this address or that address?
Mm-hmm.
But you could also think about, who owns the car? Where is the car title?
Right.
That would be car title as mm-hmm. an NFT
mm-hmm.
or non-fungible token.
Mm-hmm.
So an NFT can sit in a digital wallet,
yep.
just like crypto can sit in a digital wallet. Whoever owns that NFT, they own that asset. That asset can be physical,
mm-hmm.
and so you can connect an NFT to a car. The NFT is the title. Whoever owns the title has the NFT. When they want to sell the car,
yeah.
it's just transferring the NFT to another digital wallet.
Okay. All right. My next question might be a little bit out of left field, but can we say goodbye to the DMV if that's the case?
No.
Or... Sorry, I had to go there.
No, that's the question that always comes up.
I bet.
Like, what's the role of government?
What happens to the DMV?
So I think what potentially gets disintermediated
yes.
are like title companies and title insurance.
Okay.
And so a lot of the fees associated
mm-hmm.
with this process,
mm-hmm.
because title companies are just verifying ownership. That's what a blockchain does.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
we don't need those yeah. anymore. But we do need the DMV, because I think we still need to have that kind of official seal of approval of like, we bless this transaction.
Right.
This
is a government agency.
Yes,
yeah.
This is an official record of ownership, even though it's recorded as
mm-hmm.
an NFT.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm starting to talk to credit unions about is like, DMVs often at the state level, some of them are more forward leaning than others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for credit unions in a state to build a proof of concept and start demoing that with the DMV or some
yeah,
government agency. Like, the DMV is not going to build it,
right.
but if we can build it and then we can advocate for it, then maybe we can get them on board.
Exactly.
So like, for all the credit union leagues and associations, like, how do we create an advocacy agenda around this?
Mm-hmm.
Just like
mm-hmm.
trying to go beyond wet signature.
Yeah.
Think about how
yeah.
much efficiency we gain from that.
Completely.
This is like another step in that direction.
Yeah, yeah. And anytime you can make the... sorry to harp on the DMV, but a lot of us, we have to visit there.
DMV!
And I'm half
Woo!
Joking here, but anytime you can make that process more efficient and more pleasurable,
yes.
then I think a lot of people, including the DMV, I would think, would be all in on that, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
And so a lot of times we talk about automation in lending, but it's very much about like decision making and underwriting. This would be like, how do we automate some of the actual transaction
mm-hmm.
itself
mm-hmm.
so that it's more seamless, both for the credit union
yeah.
and the member,
yeah.
and then I think we just have a better lending platform.
Yeah, and we're, all of us are after that ultimate consumer experience, in this case, member experience, so this just really kind of puts the icing on the cake when it comes to all this type of stuff, right?
Yes.
So that's,
and it could be a differentiator.
Yeah.
Like, if
oh,
credit
cool.
unions can figure this oh. out, they could lead the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of the community banks, I think they're still struggling with this.
Mm-hmm.
And as an industry, I think credit unions could actually take a step forward and
yeah.
have better technology.
Yeah, talk about relevancy. Holy smokes. Yeah,
yeah.
That makes them very relevant if they lead the way. So good stuff. Anything else? I mean, I know we could probably talk for hours on this type of stuff. And I know you could. You do this for a living. So, but anything else to add here, Lamont, on this type of stuff? Or
I think the final thing is like,
the surface here, obviously.
I think a lot of times the conversations with credit unions are around digital assets. So today I talked about, so many credit unions are focused on, do we want to offer Bitcoin to our members?
Yeah.
And it becomes this like singular question. And so this is just broadening that conversation
Completely.
And saying,
yeah.
that's just one corner yeah. of this whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
And even if you think crypto as money, like, this is a payments rail. So it's not just doing lending on the chain. You can also do loan payments on chain.
Even better.
And so now the money and the asset are on one platform.
Yeah.
Like, all these things are interrelated.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it so cool.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I can see. Do you have a passion for this, Lamont? I can't really tell.
Let's do it.
No, you are above all on this Abyssa. So I always enjoy talking to you because it's always kind of it's the same thing, but there's a different take on it. Yes. There's a different usage for it.
Use case.
That's why it's so valuable, and that's why Creighton should really, like you said, lead the way.
Yeah.
So good stuff. All right, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you're a busy, busy guy. But thank you so much again for chatting with us, and always look forward to the next one.
Thank you.
Studio Lounge interview sponsored by CUNY Mutual Group, Pulse8, PSCU, Pure IT Crediting Services, and
this episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.